What's the halacha if there's a torrential downpour outside and you have no umbrella available besides your wife's pink umbrella, and you want to know, is it mutter for you to take this pink umbrella and use it outside to protect yourself from the rain? Or is this perhaps a violation of the Isser Deraisa of La Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, that a man is not allowed to wear the garments of a woman? So in order to get to the Shaila, we have to present a brief introduction. The first point is that there's a Machlekes Tanoim in Maseches Nozer Daf Nun Tes, whether the Isser of Lo Yilbash applies only if, let's say, the man wears all of the begodim of a woman, he dresses entirely like a woman, or perhaps the woman dresses entirely like the man, because this applies in both directions, or the Isser applies even if the man wears only one beged of a woman. So this is a machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that even if you wear only one beged of a woman, you're over on the Isser. However, the sheet of the Chachamim is that no, only if you dress entirely like the opposite gender are you over on this Isser deraisa. And the reason is because the Pasuk describes this Isser as being a Te'eva. It connects it to the concept of a ta'eva, which implies that the person is dressing entirely, let's say, like a woman in order to mingle with the woman, and that's a ta'eva, to mingle and mix with the other opposite gender. That's a ta'eva, and that only applies if you dress entirely like the woman. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin that the iser derais applies even if the person wears only one beged of the opposite gender. Even if the man wears only one beged of a woman, he's over on the Isser of La Yilbash Gever. Now, there's an interesting machlekes rishonim as to why that is so. The pasuk says Toyeva, and perhaps we should derive from there that it applies only if you dress entirely like the woman. So the truth is that it seems to be a machlekes rishonim. The Beis Yosef is mashma, that it's an example over here of the concept of a gzeira deraisa, which means that normally when we think of the term gzeira, we think of a gzeira derabanan, that Chazal put in certain gedorim in place, certain fences in place, certain barriers in place, in order to protect the person from coming to violate an issur deraisa. There are occasions that we find even on a deraisa level a gzeira, where the din deraisa is established as a type of protection for a different deraisa. And according to the way the Beis Yosef is mashma, over here as well, we find such an example where the Isser of wearing even one beged of the woman is exeir deraisa to wearing all of the begadim, which is a te'eva, which is something that you're going to use to mingle with the opposite gender, which obviously is something that we want to avoid. The Rambam is mashma a little bit differently. The Rambam is mashma that it's not alta gzeira, but rather dos alein, that you're wearing the beged of a woman, is itself a ta'eva. That itself is something that you can arouse yourself with. You could do a veiris gufa by wearing even one beged of the opposite gender. And meila, shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is that we learn from the pasuk of ta'eva even to aser, the wearing of even one beged of a woman. Now that we paskin that the Isser applies even by wearing one beged of the opposite gender, we have to take a look at the Isurim Derabanan involved in the Isser of La Yilbash. The Gemara tells us that there's an Isser Derabanan not only to wear the beged of the woman, which is something that would be an Isser Deraisa, but even to act in certain ways in which a woman is unique in terms of acting in this way, would be an Isser, albeit midrabon. In other words, Chazal assered certain maisim, certain activities that they render to be a maisa isha, they resemble something that dafka women do, and we therefore asser it midrabonon as a general category of Layilbash. And that is, for instance, the shaving of the seir beis ha-shechi, the hair of the armpit, or the seir of the beis ha-erva, the hair of the beis ha-erva. These hairs are things that women shave and not men, and therefore if a man shaves these mekaymus, he's over on an Isser. Now, this is something that's also awesome, midrabanan, and the Rishonim point out that there's an exception to the rule. And even though, in general, we assume that there's an Issur d'Rabbanan to shave the hair of the Beis HaShechi, of the armpit, or the Beis HaErva, nevertheless, if a person has, for instance, a skin irritation, and let's say the skin by his armpit is causing him tsar, and in order to alleviate the tsar, he wants to shave the hair from that area, the halacha is that it's mutar. Azay is mevor, that even though there's an issur d'rabbanan to shave the hair of the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, if there's, let's say, some type of tsar that caused him to want to shave over there, because there's, let's say, a skin irritation over there, it's mutar for him to shave there, and it's not considered a violation of this issur. Now, there seems to be a very yisoidistic machlekes rishonim as to how to understand this dispensation. What's pshat on this head? So, according to the shita of Tosfos, it seems to be a very yisoidistic heter, and that is that the entire iser only applies if it's done in a way that you're trying to resemble the woman. In other words, the entire nature of the iser is when you do some type of activity that's lihizdamus leisha, that's woman-like, because you're doing it for the purpose of resembling a woman. That's something that's included in the iser. But over here, when you're doing it just to alleviate tsar, you're not doing it to try to resemble and emulate women. Since you're not trying to emulate women, you're not bechlal included in the iser. That is the way Tosfos seems to understand this heter. That the pshat is that the entire iser was only said if you're doing something to emulate women. But if you're not doing it to emulate women, you're doing it to alleviate tsar, it would be mutar. The Rajba is mashma. That's not the pshat. The Rajba is mashma that the reason why it's mutar is based on the general rule that when it comes to isurim d'rabbanan, in many cases, we're matarit b'mokum tsar. And so to over here, since the entire iser of shaving the armpit hair or the hair of the base of Erevah is only an iser d'rabbanan, b'mokum tsar, we were meko. Now, some achroinim learn that the nafgamina between the mahalach of Tosfos and the mahalach of Rashba is whether this svar would apply even to be matter in the iser d'oraisa of leilvash. And this is not 100% muchrach, but some achroinim learn that the nafgamina between these two approaches would be by leilvash d'oraisa. In other words, according to Tosfos, one can make the argument that even when it's an Issur d'oraisa of Leilvash we're talking about, you have a heter. Because since the entire Issur is only lehizdamos le'ishat, when you do it to emulate a woman, so if you have an ulterior motive, then it would be mutar, because it's not b'chlal the Issur. It's not connected to the Issur, because the Issur is only when you do it to try to resemble the other gender, and over here you're not doing so for that reason, you're doing it for a different reason, because you have, let's say, a tzar that you want to avoid, it would be mutar perhaps even when it comes to an Issur d'oraisa of Leilvash. However, according to the Rajba, it's a special heter when it comes to an Issur d'Rabbanan. By Issur d'Rabbanan, we're matar mishum tsar, but avad that wouldn't apply by an Issur d'Oraisa of Leilvash. So that might be a nafgamina between the shita of the Rajba and the shita of Tosfos. Now, says the Bach, now we have a general heter. Now, the Bach has a very yisoidistic heter that many places can disagree with, but according to the Bach, the entire Isser of La Yilbash, even on a Dairaisa level, only applies if it's done lehizdamos leisha. If it's done to try to emulate the woman or try to resemble a woman, similar to the Mahalach that we just said over from Tosfos. And says the Bach, if you, let's say, have a torrential downpour and you want to use a woman's rain hat in order to protect yourself from the rain, that would be mutter, even l'chatchilo, because you're not doing it l'hizdamis l'isha, you're doing it because that's the only rain hat available. And therefore, says the Bach, if let's say it's pouring outside, you want to use your wife's raincoat, or you use your wife's rain hat, and you have no other one available, so the reason why you're doing so is not to appear like a woman, it would be mutter. However, many achroinim disagree, and the Chochmas Adam has a very strong question on this Bach, and asks the Chochmas Adam, there's a mefurisha halacha that seems to indicate that the Bach is incorrect. The halacha is that it's usur for a woman to wear clay zion. If you have, let's say, a woman soldier, it's also for her to wear weaponry. It's also for her to wear armor, because these clay zion, these swords or arrows, etc., are things that men wear. And since it's not something that is designated for a woman, it's also mishum leisilbash. So a woman is not allowed to wear clay zion. If you have different weapons or armor, the woman is not allowed to wear it because of this isser of leisilbash. That's the halacha. The Chacham HaSadim asks that this seems to contradict the sheet of the Bach, because according to the Bach, since it's not done leisdamos leish, she's not pashtos wearing it in order to resemble and appear like a man, she's doing it for protection reasons, then l'chayra, it should be mutter. And nonetheless, we see that it's aser. Now, about it, we're not talking about a shas sakana, if it would be a sakana if she wouldn't wear it, obviously there would be a heter, but we're talking about when there's no sakana involved, so says the Chacham HaSadim, you see that there's an iser of leisilbash, even in such a scenario, according to the Bach, there should be no iser, because she's not wearing the klei zayin in order to appear like a man. That's the Chacham HaSadim's kasha on the Bach. Ve'oid, says the Chacham HaSadim, the halacha is that, at least according to the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, the reason why Yoel, when she killed Sisera, made sure not to use his own weapon to kill him, she could have just used his sword, and she rather took a peg from the that was used to hold down the tent and used that to kill him, rather than use the much more convenient and effective weapon, Teretz is, says the Targum Yonis Uben Uziel, because it would be a violation of the Isser of Leisilbash. It would be an Isser Deraisa for her to use that weapon, because she's a woman, she's not allowed to wear and use the begotten of a man. And therefore, she dafka made sure to go out of her way to use the peg instead of the weapon in order to avoid having the Isser of Leisilbash. So says the Chacham HaSadim, why is there Isser of Leisilbash? She wouldn't be doing it Leisdamos Leish. According to the Bach, it shouldn't be a problem with Leisilbash, because she wasn't using the weapon in order to appear like a man. And nonetheless, the assumption is that it would be also as the Isser of Leisilbash. So the Chacham HaSadim does concede a little bit to the Mahalach of the Bach, and he wants to present a little bit of a pshat. Says the Chacham HaSadim, there are two types of Isurim when it comes to Leilbash. There are two types of Isurim that Chazal talk about. One is the actual beged that is worn. There's an Isur for a man to wear a beged designated for a woman, and vice versa. But there's a second type of Isur as well, and that is to do something that's considered Maisa Isha, to do such an activity that is designated for women, a woman-like activity. For example, in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that a man is not allowed to look at a mirror. You're not allowed to look at a mirror because it's Maisa Isha, something that dafka women do, and therefore it's included in the general category of Loisilbash and Loyilbash. So therefore, it says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to have a man looking at a mirror, because that is something that women specifically do and not men. Now, we should point out that Rebbe Akiva Eiger qualifies this, and he says that Bizman Azeh, this Isser Bechlal, wouldn't apply, because today the derech of even men is to look into mirrors, and therefore it's not considered today a Maisa Isha. So if you're wondering why today men go ahead and they look at mirrors, the reason is because there's Samech on this Rebbe Akiva Eiger, that it doesn't apply nowadays, because today even men tend to look into mirrors, and therefore it's not considered Maisa Isha. But Akoponim, this is a different category of Leilbash. It's doing an activity that is a woman-like activity. So the Chacham HaSadim says that perhaps we should distinguish when it comes to this concept of the Bach. And perhaps we should say that when it comes to wearing an actual beged of a woman, actual levisha, so then we should aser it, even if it's done for an ulterior motive, it's not done in order to appear like a woman. And therefore that would be the pshat by Yoel, where she dafka didn't use a sword of Sisera to kill him, she used the peg, because she didn't want to be over in Leilbash. It wasn't a case of Leisdamos Leish, she wasn't trying to appear like a man. Nonetheless, it was also because over there we're talking about using a weapon which is considered actually wearing. Vaistos. Or, let's say, a woman wearing the clay zion of a man. Over there, again, it's using the beged of a man, and therefore, over there, again, we could argue that it's considered levisha, and it's also, even though it's not done, leizdamois leisha. However, says the Chacham Sadam, when it comes to, let's say, doing something that's a maisa isha, perhaps we could be mekel, and we could say that if it's not done leizdamois leisha, it's mutter. And if it's not done for the same reasons as women do, you're not doing it in order to appear like a woman, you're doing it because there's a practical concern, and there's a practical convenient reason as to why you're doing so, he would talk maybe be maskim to the Bach, and he would assume that it's not usur if we're only talking about something that's maisa isha and not actual levishas beged of the opposite gender. That is the hanocha of the Chacham Sadam. And again, according to the maskana of the Chacham Sadam, and taka, according to the premise of many paiskim, when it comes to wearing an actual beged of a woman, even if it's not done l'stamis l'isha, a person should try to be machmir. And that's why, if let's say you were talking about wearing the raincoat of a woman, so the Chacham Sadam is machmir. But he says, even though you're not doing it l'stamis l'ish, or l'stamis l'isha, it would still be a problem, because over there we're talking about an actual levisha. Now, in our case, yesh l'ayin, in our case, we're talking about the usage of an umbrella. So one could perhaps make the argument that it's not considered an actual levisha. Now, you have to know, because before we mentioned that klei zayin is considered a levisha, and that's why the Chacham Sadam is machmir. So wearing, weaponry and armor is considered a levisha. But yesh l'ayin, if the usage of an umbrella is considered levisha or not, if it's considered levisha, then the Chacham Sadam would be machmir, the Bach would be mekel. If it wouldn't be considered levisha, it would be considered stam, the maisa of a woman, then even the Chacham Sadam would be mekel. The maisa, there is an interesting discussion in the Ramah, in Hilchos Purim, regarding men who dress up like women on Purim. And the Ramah brings down that some people were noyeg to dress up like women on Purim, l'simchas Purim ba'alma. It's just on Simchas Purim ba'alma, and that's why they justified their actions. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin regarding the Shaila? Now, l'chayr, when the Ramah says that it's just done the Simchas Purim ba'alma, l'chayr, he means a svara similar to the svara of the Bach, that there's an altruistic reason. They're trying to be misameach with the mitzvah by being misameach the Purim and being mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha on Purim, and they're not trying to appear like a woman. And perhaps that was the pshat and why people were mekel about this. Otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: he says that when it comes to dressing entirely like the woman, a person certainly should refrain from this. So you certainly are not allowed to dress entirely with the getup of a woman. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You certainly should avoid that. When it comes to wearing one beged of the woman, so the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more mekel over there, and he says that you can't be moiche if a person's mekel. You can't object if someone's mekel, but he says if it's not entirely dressed like a woman, even then, even though you shouldn't be moiche, it's kedai to be machmir. He says that there's a shlach kodesh, and there are places that say that it's better to be machmir even in that case, but you certainly can't be moiche if it's only one beged. It's not a person who's dressed entirely like a woman.